A river cuts through rock, not because of its power, but because of its persistence. Jim Watkins.
Empowerment and education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello there. I'm Samantha Lee Wright, your host of the Essential Oil Revolution. Thanks for tuning in. Today's episode, we dive into the mysterious and fascinating world of hormones, specifically women's hormones. I'm sure many of you can relate to that roller coaster feeling that comes along with our ever-changing hormones. But what if I were to tell you that it doesn't have to be that way? And the solution that you're looking for may be right under your nose. Today, we talk with fertility care practitioner Jamie Rachi, who not just teaches about women's hormone health, but actually certifies women to become hormone coaches. She has her own incredible story that led her to the work that she's doing now, and you have so much to learn from today's episode. So we'll get to that in a moment, but first, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Congratulations to Jennifer Godofsky in Chicago, Illinois, for winning our monthly giveaway for our DIY dugout for her recipe called Raindrop Recipe. To make Jennifer's raindrop recipe, in the palm of your hand, drop equal parts lemon, vetiver, and water. Rub together, inhale deeply, and enjoy. Thank you so much for your recipe, Jennifer. We'll be in touch to get you your prize. If you have your own essential oil recipe you'd like to submit into our DIY dugout, email us at diy@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life. And it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Well, I am here with Jamie Rachi, who is a fertility care practitioner, has her master's in community health, and is the CEO of Fiat Institute, where she certifies women to become hormone coaches. Jamie is passionate about educating women what they were never taught about the genius of their hormones, along with understanding the use of natural tools to support the female body. Through her own personal experience using lavender during a serious bout of insomnia following a miscarriage, she found renewed hope in the power of essential oils to support women's health. Jamie is a hormone nerd and is also the co-host of the Hormone Genius podcast. Jamie, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful, Samantha. I'm just so excited to be on your show and talk about the two things I really love, oils and hormones. So I'm just glad to be here.
Well, it's such a popular topic, as I think there's this misconception that you need like to have a rocket scientist brain to understand hormones and to make any sort of informed decisions about your own hormone health. And I understand that completely. I get intimidated when I'm like, all right, I'm talking to a hormone specialist today. I hope I don't say something stupid. But, you know, what do you say to that? And especially in regards to women's health?
Yeah. Well, it is true that hormones, we always say on our podcast, Hormone Genius, that hormones are cool, but they are complicated. So they are complicated, but the good news is that when you start to understand what hormones are and why they're working for us, often we're in a fight with our hormones. We curse our hormones. We hate our hormones. But when we begin to understand what hormones are and how they serve us, we can make better decisions to support our hormones. So we don't actually need to know everything about hormones to be hormonally well. We can make healthy choices that ultimately affect our hormone health and, of course, benefit our lifestyle and well-being from just knowing how to support those hormones, but not needing to be a genius in every facet of hormone health.
I love that. So tell me about essential oils and hormones. Can essential oils really help us balance our hormones, and how?
Yeah. This is an important question. So essential oils, we know, are not hormones. So essential oils cannot impact hormones in the way that we might think of birth control affecting hormones, or maybe we're taking a progesterone cream, or we're taking a testosterone or an estradiol. Of course, essential oils don't have that kind of impact on our body, but essential oils support our body and help support our hormones by really addressing some key body functions. And so I'm going to use an example, Samantha, for the listeners of your podcast that I think many people can relate to. So PMS. PMS. I mean, who likes PMS?
Right.
Not me. Bummer. And a lot of women think PMS is just part of being a woman. So PMS is that week-long time before our period when we start to notice stress, overwhelm, bloating, maybe we have cravings, we have headaches, we have difficulty sleeping. It's like something has tripped the trigger and we don't feel our best. So PMS, right? And PMS often is caused due to low progesterone. And progesterone is an important hormone to keep us sedated. So after ovulation, progesterone is the dominant hormone. And progesterone, progestate, it supports our almost or maybe to be pregnant self, even if we're not having intercourse during our fertile time or whatever the case may be. Our body is preparing for that, whether we're pregnant or not. And so it makes us very sedated and calm, progesterone does. And we often are a bit hungrier, but not ravenous. But if progesterone is low, which is actually what PMS is, it's when progesterone falls off too quickly, the opposite of what should happen with ample progesterone starts to take place. So now instead of calm, we feel anxious or overwhelmed. Maybe we feel depressed. And that is often a sign, again, of hormone imbalance, namely our progesterone. And so when progesterone falls off too quickly, like I said, causes all these symptoms. But the key part to know is that if we have a stressful life, I know that's hard because there's so many stresses in our life, external stresses with marriage, family, job. But when our cortisol level increases, our progesterone depletes in response to it. So if cortisol is high, progesterone pays the price. Mm. And so it's very important to know that. So in terms of using oils to balance hormones, this is how we would do that in this case. We would use a floral or a wood oil to decrease our cortisol levels which again is our stress hormone. So if our cortisol levels are lower or normal, it's not going to deplete our progesterone levels. If our progesterone can stay put, we're not going to be as anxious. So it's always about the cascade of hormones. And when we think about using oils, in this example, we would use oils again to support our stress response.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes instead of focusing on increasing the progesterone through, you know, an external, you know, whether that be like a progesterone cream or hormone or something like that, sometimes focusing on just decreasing that cortisol can do what that result is. And ways to do that are with certain essential oils. I'm sure there's lots of different ways to naturally lower your cortisol. You mentioned wood oils and floral oils. Are there any in particular you'd recommend, and talk about how you would use those?
Yeah, sure. So clary sage has been known to decrease cortisol by 36%. Wow. And this is, I know, isn't that incredible, Samantha?
It is, yeah.
And this has been proven, and it's often like a circulated piece of information when we think about stress. But what I like to do first and foremost is to use aroma. So, you know, of course, depending on the quality of your oil, you can use oil in one of three ways, and sometimes a combination of those three ways: ingesting, topically, and aromatic. But when it comes to our mood and our stress, my most favorite way to use oil is aromatically. So I like to put a drop or two in my hands, rub my hands or palms together, cut my palms, my cupped palms over my nose, and then deeply inhale. I would say in that, like, let's say you're feeling really stressed or anxious, 20 to 30 seconds, kind of, you know, cupping that hand over your mouth in and out and taking that time to breathe in, it will help you decrease the cortisol levels. You can also diffuse clary sage. So that's one example that has been clinically proven to reduce cortisol. So that's always my first suggestion. Other oils you could use, of course, would be lavender, Roman chamomile, frankincense for wood, vetiver, cedar wood. Those are all great calming oils that will help your cortisol response.
Thank you for those tips. Those are amazing. I want to step back for a second and ask about your personal story of how your relationship with hormones and oils first began and the results that you had with that story.
Yeah, really honestly, it's interesting, Samantha. I'm sure maybe you have similar situations and your listeners do too, but you know, it's really through our suffering do we find how we can best serve others. And I can say that's true for me in my story in terms of how I came to oils and really being passionate about hormones and all of that. So after my husband and I had our first child, our first child, her name's Emma. She was a year old and we achieved pregnancy. Again, we wanted a lot of kids. And a couple months later, I experienced a miscarriage. And in that process, it was difficult, Samantha, because I was getting trained as a fertility care practitioner. So a fertility care practitioner is an individual who understands the fertility cycle and teaches women and couples how to use their natural biological patterns and rhythms to help them understand when to avoid or achieve pregnancy. But we also are trained to understand patterns that may indicate a hormone imbalance. So as I was charting my cycle, I noticed that my luteal phase, which is the phase following ovulation, it should be very stable in length, like a normal luteal phase. So again, after ovulation till the day before your next period, it should be around 12-ish days. I mean, normal could be anywhere from like 10 to 14 days. For me, I was noticing as I was charting that my luteal phase was like around 8 or 9 days. And so I knew that when I achieved pregnancy, that I needed to get to the doctor ASAP because I would need progesterone support to sustain that pregnancy.
And I just want to ask, is that atypical for that far into postpartum? You're about a year into postpartum?
It depends on the woman. Uh-huh. I mean, it wouldn't. At this point, when I meet with clients, it doesn't surprise me that there are luteal phase defects a year postpartum, especially if the woman's breastfeeding. So, I mean, I got my cycle about 6 months postpartum back. I got my cycle back, but my luteal phase was, you know, kind of teetered around the 9, 10, 11 mark, but mm-hmm. more consecutively on the lower end. So that I would say is normal. But what I didn't realize then, which I would have done something obviously way different now, is I would have gotten progesterone support as we were trying to achieve pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I would have done something on the front end. So I had made an appointment with our midwife and I told her I was concerned. And the midwife was like, "Oh, Jamie, don't you worry. You trust your body, right? Like, just trust your body. You're pregnant. You don't need to worry about it. Everything's fine." And in that moment, as I was, again, getting trained in as a fertility care practitioner, I should know more than other women and I should be able to advocate for myself. I still felt like I couldn't. And it didn't settle with me at all. And
do you think part of that was the sort of, it almost sounds like, and I don't want to bash your midwife here. I'm sure she's a lovely lady, but I've seen this, I see this a lot in the natural health world and alternative practitioners, not to say midwifery is that far left or anything, but that there's sort of this push to, you know, everything's fine. Your body is doing exactly what it needs to do. Your body will, you know, heal itself. And there's sort of this like dogma for that self-healing without necessarily outside tools.
Yes, Samantha, definitely. And actually, you know, in that experience with my midwife, I felt dismissed more so. I felt unheard, even if I was really pushing, like, can you just check my levels? Can you just mm-hmm. check my levels? I felt dismissed. And after I had left, I even sent an email to her, like, with my frustration, "I really would like your help." So of course, unfortunately, about a week and a half later, I start to spot and I do miscarry. And I didn't realize at the time what would happen after my miscarriage. You know, I was frustrated with myself. I felt like I should have advocated more and I didn't. And I felt almost like it was my fault. Of course, I think women feel that way sometimes.
Yeah.
And what I wasn't prepared for was the months following, about 2 months later, like uncharacteristically so, one random day, I remember it was February 12th, I stopped sleeping. It was the day I stopped sleeping. I couldn't fall asleep. Like, my body wouldn't let me. And what I didn't realize at the time, again, I was still learning, I was a student, you know, getting trained. I didn't realize at the time that it was likely due to my low progesterone. So earlier in this show, we talked about how progesterone is sedating, right? It should calm you. I didn't realize that I had such low progesterone following my miscarriage. It didn't boot back up, that I was having terrible panic attacks and insomnia and anxiety. And that was all new to me. Like I had never, that wasn't like just a thing I dealt with before.
So I feel like that's something we don't hear a lot is that low progesterone can cause insomnia. Mm-hmm. I mean, we kind of hear about like, it can make you moody, sometimes give you headaches, but you don't, that's not like a common link, I think, that we hear a lot about. And what a devastating place to be in on top of that, the devastation of losing a pregnancy. And on top of that, all this self-blame that you're having because of those circumstances. I mean, my heart just wants to reach out to that Jamie and give her a big hug and just tell her that, you know, it's not her fault. And it's going to be okay. But I'm so sorry. That sounds like a terrible period of sleep deprivation on top of pain and grief.
Yeah.
But like you said, sometimes that suffering can lead us to our calling. I mean, is that sort of what happened here for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, totally. I know it's like all the context before answering your actual question, but the context is so important. So yeah, it was months later in July, I remember. So I suffered, struggled terribly with, again, not realizing it was my hormones at the time, not being able to sleep. And I was missing some appointments that I would schedule with my clients. And one of my clients was like, you know, you don't look well. And she didn't realize I wasn't sleeping. My immune system was terrible and I wasn't sleeping well. And she's like, I am teaching an oils class. I mean, do you want to come to my oils class? I said, sure, because I knew I had heard enough about essential oils that I knew essential oils can help really boost your immune system. And again, at the time, I was getting sick constantly because I was stressed and I wasn't sleeping. So nothing would have prepared me, Samantha, for holy buckets. It's like where everything collided, but went to the class, the lady was talking about how you can use oils for sleep. And I thought, that's a crock of baloney. You cannot. I am far beyond what oils can do for me. Mm-hmm. I was on antidepressants. I was on trazodone, Ambien. I was trying all these medications to help me with no avail, changed my diet, exercising all the time, trying to help myself. And who would have thought that I would have needed to just ingest lavender?
Wow. So
I use pure brands. You just really want to do your research. I would never say just ingest a lavender, you know, a bottle over the counter at a grocery store. I would never do that. But I did feel comfortable with the brand that I was using and that I ended up ultimately purchasing. And that's what I did, Samantha. I ingested lavender, 2 to 3 drops in a veggie capsule before I went to bed. I didn't do my trazodone. I didn't do any of my stuff. I just took it and I fell asleep right away. And truly from that day on, I would take my lavender. It would help calm my cortisol, my stress, so that my progesterone could naturally boot back up. Then I started taking great supplements, which was giving me the nutrition I needed, and truly it healed me. And so that's how come I'm so passionate about hormones and what oils can do for women. Again, it's a little downriver. It's not always so obvious, but especially when it comes to stress and progesterone, I'm very passionate about that topic. So that's a long story, but that's how I came to this place that I'm at now.
I love that word downriver that you used. You know, sometimes that is how we need to think about our health and our wellness. It's not, I'm trying to think of the right analogy here with, you know, like building a dam or something, but you know, it basically some people just want to focus on what's happening right here and what immediate result have I had with this experiment, as opposed to, you know, let's take a step back and let's implement some changes and see how that affects things down the road. And I just really like that term, downriver. I have to ask real quickly, when you take your lavender capsules, you said 2 to 3 drops of lavender. Do you add any like olive oil or anything like that in the capsule if someone wanted to make their own? I always add a little bit of olive oil usually just to kind of soften the blow on the gut. It just seems to assimilate better for me that way.
Mm-hmm. At the time, I didn't even know to do that. And so it worked without that. But since having come to learn more about oils, I always dilute the oils I ingest. So again, at the beginning, it worked for me, even without it, but I would not have wanted to do that long term by any means. And now again, we know that it's always better to dilute those oils. So yeah, using coconut oil or olive oil is a great way to do that. And that's how I ingest oils now in veggie capsule form.
Well, very cool. Well, I think that hormones and hormone awareness, such an important topic for women to kind of just understand at least the basics of. Do you think are the biggest misconceptions or misunderstandings that women have when it comes to their own hormonal awareness and the ways that they can support that throughout their cycle?
Yeah. I would say like the one size fits all approach is a big misunderstanding. So often in this world, we want our instant gratification, and I know it's hard. I, just as much as anyone else, need a quick fix. And while the lavender was this miracle, kind of this miracle cure for me at the time, I realized that that's not most stories. And also, I may have also been setting my lifestyle up for that to work better for me. So it's not just a one-size-fits-all quick-fix approach. And it's really about tuning in to your body and knowing that our hormones are trying to work for us, and they're affected so greatly by our external environment. And I would say for women in particular, I know we hear it time and time again, but stress plays such a role in regards to our hormones. So again, using essential oils to help our response, getting really into the habit of that is a great idea. But again, when we notice the symptoms of hormone imbalance through headaches, mood swings, acne, weight gain, whatever the case may be, it's our hormones speaking to us. It's like the language. And the very, in my opinion, a big misunderstanding is by thinking that if we alter or suppress our hormones with synthetic hormones, that then our problems go away. But our problems don't go away. Those same issues still exist. And so, you know, I know birth control can be a tricky topic for some, but if you are taking birth control for a health reason, I do want to just encourage you to talk to your doctor and think through, like, what could life look like without this, and how can we navigate getting to the root and then actually restore that health concern? Because again, birth control as medicine for our hormone issues really are just a band-aid. It's actually not fixing anything. Mm-hmm. So I would say that's one of the biggest misunderstandings. I get women sometimes even thinking of birth control as almost like a vitamin, but it's not. It's not a vitamin. And so that, I would say, by and large, is one of the biggest misunderstandings that I see in women in regards to hormone awareness.
Yeah. And not to say sometimes band-aids aren't needed. Sometimes we do need a band-aid, right? We need a quick fix. Sometimes it's very urgent and we need to just, have some quick results, even if that comes from synthetic medicine. But understanding that is just a piece of the puzzle, that sometimes we do need to step back and look at the holistic view of our bodies, including the external circumstances that body is under and how that can be relating to your overall health, and then implement some things that truly allow your body to heal itself as you are navigating these situations, feeding it the proper foods, moving your body, you know, all the things we talk about on the show. You can do those things in combination of using Band-Aids if you need to.
I think it's about being aware. You know, I always think like we're not really choosing if we're not being given all of our options. So I think that's one of the biggest things, even just from my own experience with that kind of gaslighting dismissal from, you know, when I thought I was pregnant or I was pregnant and my progesterone levels were low. I think that's the thing that kind of burns my bridge like so much, is that women aren't being given the alternatives. They're only being given one option. Mm-hmm. And so if that would be one thing I would say, oh, I would love for your listeners to just go back and say, you know, what are my alternatives if you're not okay with the Band-Aid? You know, a lot of women don't even know there's an option.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Good mm-hmm. questions are so crucial when you're in those positions. So the one last thing I want to ask you about, and that is, how do toxins and our environment affect our hormones? I mean, that talk about a downriver effect mm-hmm. of using essential oils to replace some of those toxic chemicals that might be in our home. You know, sometimes people look at that as like, oh, you know, that's a nice thing to do. But for some people, that can be really a crucial step, is changing the toxic load of their environment.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Earlier, of course, you know, I spent time talking about stress and progesterone, but I would say with this one, the key hormone that is kind of paying the price is our estrogen. And so when we think about toxins and adulterated oils and things that aren't natural, that are synthetic, we just need to think about what is the cost of that to my body. And what ends up happening is there are things called xenoestrogens, which is like a false estrogen, like a fake estrogen. And the reason it's called xenoestrogen is because our cell receptors do not know that it's a fake estrogen. And so it binds, our body can, or our cells kind of think, oh, this xenoestrogen, fake estrogen, again, these fake estrogens are found in processed foods, plastics, you know, cleaning things that aren't natural, Glad plugins or Glade plugins, whatever you call them, that kind of stuff, those all affect our hormones because our cells think that it's actual estrogen. But what happens is if our cell accepts these fake estrogens, then our actual estrogen doesn't have as many places to bind to. And so just like, again, using the example of progesterone, so when progesterone is adequate, we feel sedated, we feel calm. But with estrogen, when we are, if our actual biological estrogen is being bound, like if our cells are binding it, estrogen actually gives us a life and energy and creativity. And when our estrogen is high in our body right before ovulation, we are even more emotionally intelligent. We can pick up on people's facial expressions. We talk more. We want to be social. Like I said, we're creative. But what happens is if our estrogen levels are being assaulted by fake estrogen, now we feel the opposite of all those things. So it's very interesting. It's like, think about what those two hormones are at its best, and then we just flip it over, and then we now experience the opposites. So if you're noticing, you know, you're bloated, you're kind of depressed, you're tired, opposite of being creative, opposite of being energized, then likely you may have xenoestrogen dominance. You know, we think about estrogen dominance. I like to say it's xenoestrogen dominance, and that just might mean your toxic load is high. So ways to start to decrease that toxic load would be to first think of, what are the things you're exposed to most often during the day? Well, the number one thing most people are most exposed to during the day is the food they eat. They eat several times a day. So we can think about eating whole food and eliminating the processed foods, the preservatives. Also thinking about, you know, how I'm wearing my clothes all day. So am I using dryer sheets in the dryer, and now I have that exposure to my skin? Versus I'm using a shampoo and the shampoo isn't natural, but you're only maybe shampooing your hair a few times a week. That is not as much of a toxic assault as the toxins that are exposed to more frequently throughout the day. So as I talk about this, I always like want to key in on the overwhelm. Like, okay, don't feel overwhelmed. Let's just start with the things that you're most assaulted by mostly and start there. And then we can kind of work through these other aspects, you know, as things become less overwhelming. So that's always the first place I say to start.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Well, Jamie, this has been just mind-blowing. We could talk for 5 more hours. I could see why you have your own podcast, because this is such a complex but important topic. Hormone Genius Podcast, by the way, is just another plug for your podcast there. It's a fabulous resource for people to tune into. Before you go, though, and we run out of time, I wanted to ask our closing questions that we ask all of our guests. And the first question is, what's one or two self-care practices you try to do every day to stay healthy?
Yeah. Based on where I'm at in my cycle, I like to choose an essential oil that amplifies that phase. So if it's my period, then I like to choose wood oil because it grounds me. And during our period, we're more grounded generally. We don't have the noise of our hormones energizing us necessarily or making us like, you know, super detail oriented. So I like to really amplify that and pray and journal during my period. Often we think, oh, our period is a total bummer, but actually that's the best time to reflect. So I like to pair oils with the phase that I'm at. And again, that's a whole other topic. And I guess just for high level, woods like frankincense for my period. During my estrogen genius phase, I call it, right before ovulation, I like to use citruses because, again, I'm already energized. So it's going to make me really magnetic when I'm around people. So really using those oils to amplify my hormone genius is a self-care practice, definitely. And then after ovulation, I would say, where I'm more detail oriented, some of the florals that can calm me down as well is a good one to amplify that. So maybe that would like be a self
clary sage would be
clary
a good time.
Sage would be great. Yeah. Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. We'll put some on now.
I love yeah.
Well, Jamie, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Yeah, you know, there are a million things we can do for our physical body. But truly, sometimes the most toxic things come from our own thoughts. And I would say if you can think of one thing that is the most toxic thought and work on really replacing that first, we think about toxic load often with hormones in our physical body. There's also a toxic load in terms of our mindset. And honestly, our brain controls so much of how we feel physically. And so picking that one thing, you know, I said physically pick that one thing that assaults you the most, right? And start there. But a kind of a challenge to your listeners would be, what's that one assaulting toxic thought that we can really focus on first? And journal it, set it to the side, and kind of let that one pass and focus on the good.
I love that advice. Thank you so much, Jamie. People obviously can listen to your podcast, the Hormone Genius Podcast, but other than that, what's the best way for people to work with you or just be a part of your world?
Yeah. So I created a hormone coaching program that really intersects hormone awareness and education and natural tools to support symptom issues, and then root and restoration hopes. So FIAT Institute, that's F IAT Institute.com. You can visit that to learn more about my hormone coach certification program. And if you're listening and you're thinking, gosh, I could really benefit from using a hormone coach that isn't going to look at me cross-eyed by wanting to use oils and natural things, you can visit my website again at fiatinstitute.com/directory. And you'll be able to kind of research and look into some of the certified coaches, get to know them a little bit, and schedule a free 20-minute consult.
Awesome. Thank you again, Jamie. This has been fabulous. We appreciate the wisdom that you've shared with us here today on the Essential Oil Revolution. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can check our website out for show notes, resources, swag, and more. That's at revolutionoilspodcast.com. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.